To the west of the square, two delightful Altane, small rooftop lodges, rise gracefully, defining the elegant silhouette of this 16th century building. The notes of Lano Orlandi, better known as Nanno I Vapo, Le Mirodissi, edited by Class, 1951, tip. Mena, Ort, 1990, have passed down a curious glimpse into its history. At the end of the 19th century, the palace belonged to the lawyer Mario Morioni and his wife, Enrichetta Pantanella. The couple had only one daughter, Maria, who married a certain Filippo Santavetti from Grottaferrata, an exceptionally handsome and incredibly wealthy man. Editor's note: what Nanno did not know was that Filippo Santavetti was elected mayor of Grottaferrata in 1924 and later appointed Podesta in 1929, following the Lega Fascistissima, extremely fascist law of February 4, 1926, number 237, which abolished mayors and municipal councils in one fell swoop. Santavetti is now considered one of those who exploited their position so blatantly that they ended up harming the party even more than the anti-fascists themselves. The couple renovated and furnished the palace. Upon their parents' passing, they inherited a true fortune. Yet, in just a few years, this vast wealth was completely squandered. How? It will always remain a mystery, perhaps financial mismanagement or gambling debts, who knows? What is certain is that they ended up in poverty. Editor's note: it is reasonable to suspect that handsome Filippo's downfall had more to do with the decline of fascism than with anything else. All their assets, including the magnificent 16th-century palace, were transferred to the brothers Salvatore and Mariano Morioni. The two brothers divided the property, each making modifications to suit their own needs. In the palace courtyard, there is a beautiful Roman travertine sarcophagus, discovered in the early 1900s by the priest Salvatore Morioni, who also uncovered the necropolis of Campomorto. See number 23, Necropoli Romana di Campomorto.